from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Victory Tavern owner Randy Gatesco is home in Timmins celebrating his victory in a World Series of Poker tournament in Las Vegas.
I finished 54th and I was paid out 160,000 US, 224,000 Canadian.
This is Gatesco's first time in a tournament. That 54th place is out of just over 10,000 competitors. He says some of the bigger names in the World Series of Poker were knocked out before he was. The tournament wraps up Wednesday when the eventual winner gets $10 million. After some regular cash games, Gatesco says he'll be back in the tourney next year.
I just love poker. I've been playing since like 1999 and I love it.
His advice to the novice, be patient. You have to play a lot to figure out what everyone's doing. New alcoholic beverage options are coming sooner than expected to a grocery store near you. The province says it has bumped up its plan to give people in Ontario, quote, more choice and convenience. Licensed grocery stores will be able to order ready-to-drink beverages and large beer pack sizes starting this Thursday and sell them as soon as they arrive. That moves up the province's expansion timeline from the originally planned August 1st startup. It involves 450 grocery stores that are currently licensed to sell beer, cider, or wine. Horse enthusiasts will want to saddle up and get to the Cochrane Polar Bear Habitat on July 27th and 28th. The Cochrane Polar Bear Horse Riders Club is organizing a Western gaming show on those days. Volunteer Danielle Brunet says area riders and some from the North Bay and Sault Ste. Marie areas will be competing for National Barrel Horse Association points and cash prizes.
There's going to be some pole bending, there's going to be a barrel racing, some dash for cash, and a whole lot of fun. Throughout the day, there's the heritage days as well, so there's activities for the children, food on site as well.
Listen to our complete interview on MyTimmonsNow.com. This morning, we heard in our Timmins History feature about Sammy Davis Jr. and jazz piano player Oscar Peterson performing at the Riverside Pavilion. Museum director curator Karen Bachman says it was a dance hall until the early 1970s, when it became a furniture store and maintained the spring floor.
When its days were done as a dance hall, it became Bad Boys. Then it did become Fabricland and was Fabricland when it burned.
The fire was quite spectacular, fueled by the wood the Pav was built of and all the textiles from Fabricland. Next week, other dance halls in the mining camp.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.